Cherub, let me be the first one to welcome you to the Angel Corps as your new angel in training.
Thank you, miss. It's a great honor.
The first angel you need to meet is our number two, Seraph. Seraph, I hope everything's running smoothly. I'd like to introduce our new angel in training, Cherub. I trust you'll take her under your wing.
Good one, boss. Angel humor, gotta love it.
So excited to meet you! I can't wait to get started. It seems so glamorous being an angel. What do we do around here?
Well, we're in the messenger angel department, so we mostly deliver messages from God to the people on Earth. It's pretty slow most of the time, except that one time when... Never mind.
Okay, every angel, gather around. We've just received some important news from God. Apparently, there's going to be something big happening on Earth. A child, no, the child, the Son of God, is going to be born in a humble town called Bethlehem.
Wait. Did you say the Son of God? Wow, that's huge.
So what happens next? Do we get to throw a big party? Can I be in charge of the music? Can we use the special gold dust to put it on our wings to make us more legit, you know?
Hold on, Cherub, hold on. That's not quite how it works.
Wait, so we're not throwing a party? But isn't that what angels are supposed to do? No, we sing, we party, the heavenly chorus and all that.
The heavenly chorus is a few floors down. We're mostly about communications here. We deliver the news from God, and the people take it from there. No gold dust sparkles on our wings. We stick to the script, that's it.
This is gonna be so much fun. I can't wait to see how the people react.
Focus, Sarah, focus. Am I the only one thinking straight here? First things first, we've got to find a mother for the baby.
If it's the Son of God, his mother be a queen or something like that, right?
No, the big guy was quite specific on that. We're looking for someone with a low profile.
Low profile? Didn't we give the same kind of news to an older woman a few months ago? But she was well past childbearing age. What was her name? Elizabeth. She took it pretty well. Maybe she has a sister or a cousin.
Great idea, Seraph. She does have a cousin, Mary. She would be perfect.
Can I give her the news this time? I've been working on my angel voice. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. I bring you great news from the Lord.
Sorry, Seraph, but this is the Son of God we're talking about here. We can't afford any mistakes. I'm going to handle this one by myself.
Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will receive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus.
Now look at that! That's how it's done, a real pro, that Gabriel.
How can this be? I'm just a young woman. How am I going to have a child?
The Holy Spirit will, you know, come upon you, and the power of the Most High will, like, overshadow you.
Tell her the baby will be the Son of God.
Shh. Oh yeah, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God.
I'm servant of the Lord. This is God's will.
Well done, Gabriel. I'd say she took the news pretty well.
Oh, I'm so excited. What do we get to do next?
Nothing for now. We just watch.
Joseph, the most wonderful thing has happened. An angel came and told me I'm going to have a baby. He will be the son of God.
Hang on. Angels? A baby? The son of God? Are you sure you're doing okay?
No, the angel really came. Can you believe it? A baby!
Yeah, I heard that part. Baby's been crying and changing stinky diapers. I'm not changing any stinky diapers.
Joseph is taking this bad.
Well, why don't we just fly there and set him straight? This is the Son of God we're talking after all.
Hang on just a minute, Cherub. We can't just rush in every time there's a problem.
Look, Mary, can you just send a simple divorce? And we don't have to make a big deal of it.
Although, this time we might have to do something.
I've got this one covered.
Hang on, Seraph. Joseph is a proud man. He might not take it well if we just blast on in there and tell him how it is. Why don't we appear to him in a dream instead? Make him feel like it was partly his idea.
Ooh, nice touch. I like it. Joseph! Don't be upset with Mary. The child she is carrying is the Son of God.
Do you think it's going to work? Isn't it really easy to just tell him exactly what to do?
No, I think we're good. The whole came to me in a dream thing usually does the trick.
Well, Mary and Joseph will have to go to Bethlehem for the census.
I know. We could, fly in there in a golden chariot.
No? Cherub, no, we've done quite enough already. They can travel there on foot. That's the way it is. It's important to not get too involved.
Yeah, we had one angel a while back who liked to get a little too involved. You might have heard about him. Horns, pointy tail. He got fired. We don't like to talk about him too much around here.
Oh, yikes! Okay, got it. We just watch. She looks so exhausted.
I told you before, we usually can't intervene, Cherub. But I suppose she is carrying the Son of God. Gabriel, what do you think? Can we help?
No, we're not authorized. They're going to have to handle this part on their own.
This is the last place in town. Do you have any place for us to stay?
There's a room in the room that you can stay in the stable.
not what I expected for the Son of God.
I'm sure it's all part of the big guy's plan. Diapers. I was getting worried for a bit, but things seem to have worked out pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say so. Though I'm a bit surprised there's not much commotion down there. After all, it's the Son of God.
I don't know. We didn't get any instructions on this part.
Oh, hang on. Yeah, we've got a problem. The big guy put a star in the sky to announce the birth, but nobody seems to have noticed aside from some king's way in the east. Looks like we're going to have to intervene one last time to spread the news. You got this?
I think we should give Cherub a try. What do you think? Are you ready?
Yes, I was born ready. Who should I pick? There's a big crowd over there.
Not everybody's ready to hear the news, Cherub. We'll have to pick the right people to start with. Look over there, a shepherd. They're perfect. They're all yours, Cherub.
I bring you good news of great joy. A Savior was born in Bethlehem. You'll find him wrapped in swaddling cloths, laying in a manger.
Great job, Cherub. I think you'll make a great angel.
Thanks. I can't believe I got to be part of this. Now can we finally throw a big party?
Yeah, we've all earned it. Great job, every angel.